Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Loud Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. I give the Lord all the praise and honor and glory that belongs to Him. Psalms 115:1 says, "Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name be the glory, because of your love and faithfulness." Amen. Today, I want to share with you a couple of short dreams that I received and then a message. I am not going to give a complete interpretation to these dreams. I'm going to let you use your own confirmations and discernment about them. They're pretty self-explanatory. On the 15th of March, I had a dream where I was supposed to be giving an important speech the next day. So I needed to write it. And I went to all these different places looking for a quiet place so I could put my thoughts together and start writing the speech. But everywhere I went, it was just full of noisy people and sounds. I went from one place to another place, and after a while, I was getting very frustrated and I was about to give up. I really thought, this isn't going to happen. I'm not going to be able to write the speech, and I don't even know what it's about. And then all of a sudden, from nowhere, I received a word, I felt in the dream this was a brilliant word, and I knew exactly what I was supposed to write about, and I felt recommitted to do the speech. And the word that I heard was this: the brave new world. The brave new world. Now, when I woke up, I knew I had heard that phrase before. I wasn't exactly sure what it referred to, however. And I found out that it was a title of a famous book by an English author. His name was Huxley, and it was written in 1931. So I did a little further investigating and found out that this novel talks about a futuristic society, which was called the World State, and it revolves around science and efficiency. In this society, I'm reading now, emotions and individuality are conditioned out of children at a young age, and there are no lasting relationships because everyone belongs to everyone else. And I'll have a link for further explanation of this book, and I'll have that down below for you all. So I believe what the Lord was trying to show me in this word is that, in this dream, that we are now entering a time that is going to bring change, and it is going to bring change that the enemy is desiring, and we all kind of see that. That's no surprise to us. And as this world continues to turn away from the Lord, we're going to see the evil being unleashed, and we're going to see a new world order. And I think that's what this was, the brave new world, what the Lord was talking about. All right, so let's move on. On the 25th of March, I heard the word dry run, and I believe that the Lord was pointing to that this is some sort of test or testing that we are going through right now all over the world. It's a dry run. It's a test. It is just the beginning. What the Lord is showing me is that this is just the beginning of the changes that are going to be coming, that are being ushered in by the beast. Okay, this also was the 25th of March. I think that's wrong. I think it was the 23rd of March. I received, I guess you would call it, a flash dream while sleeping. And I saw these words. I saw the words gas, like gasoline, G-A-S. And then next to it, I saw $8. And I believe what the Lord was showing me there was we are going to be seeing hyperinflation. Hyperinflation that is coming, not only to the oil prices, but across the board. The Lord then reminded me of another dream I had a while ago about a gas station. And I was standing at a gas pump ready to put gas into my car. And all of a sudden, I felt this tremendous wobbling between my feet. And it happened twice. It was so severe that I remember feeling very sick to my stomach, and then I awoke. So it was like an earthquake happened. And when I awoke, I heard these words, shaking, 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 that is coming. And we can interpret that literally and as an earthquake that's coming, but we can also interpret it that this is an earthquake of financial collapse that's coming, and it will affect the gasoline prices. All right, brothers and sisters, now I'm going to go ahead and read to you the message that I received from the Lord on the 20th of February, 2020. There is a crash coming. It will be worldwide. It is coming soon, and it will roll in like a tsunami. It will wipe out this present economy. Get ready for it because it comes. Things will not be the same anymore, but life as you know it will change. However, I will be there in the midst of the disaster, helping those who call out to me. The suffering will be great as we enter into these times of the end, but there will rise up a man who will come and promise his solutions. He is the Antichrist from my word. He is waiting in the shadows of darkness to come and take his prominent place to rule the world. He is a deceiver and a liar like his father, but most will hail him as a savior. His reign will be cut short as I come to strike him down. Many of those in the churches will be lulled by his deception and follow down the path to destruction. That is because a strong delusion will come upon them. Pray for your brothers and sisters that they will be able to escape the things that are coming. I will hide many under my wings like an eagle protects her young. Stay awake and do not let complacency come upon you. Now is the time to trim your lamps with oil. Midnight comes and the groom will soon be looking for his bride. Be counted worthy to be in that number. Stay faithful to me and I will speak your name Stay faithful to me and I will speak your name before my Father. Be overcomers, my true bride. Overcome the wickedness that has flooded the land. Let truth and faithfulness reign in your lives. I am coming for a clean and pure bride, Jesus. And that was the end of that message. So I'm going to end with Revelation 3:19, and that says, because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which comes upon the whole world, to test those who are on the earth. And I will have a copy of this message in a transcript in my blog, and that link is in the description box, along with some verses about the Antichrist, because this message talks about the Antichrist, and also the verses about the 10 virgins, about having our oil lamps ready. All right, brothers and sisters, again, thanks so much for coming and listening to what the Lord has been showing me. Stay blessed. I'm praying for you all. Shalom.